This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. The Kansas City offense stalled in Game 1 of the World Series on Tuesday, leaving many to wonder if the Royals would be able to revive their vaunted high-speed running game against the San Francisco Giants. But the home team did that in the sixth inning of Game 2 when Terrence Gore came in as a pinch runner and sparked a rally that helped even the series. Royals rooters are hoping that strategy will help propel their team to its first World Series championship in 29 years. Only a Game's Greg Eklund reports.
When Salvador Perez ended the 12-inning wildcard game against the Oakland Athletics with a game-winning single, Kauffman Stadium exploded. The Royals had 7 stolen bases in that game. Going into the World Series, the San Francisco Giants were keenly aware of the Kansas City Royals' speed factor. In late-inning situations, Royals manager Ned Yost often uses outfielders Jerrod Dyson and Terrence Gore primarily as pinch runners.
Letting them do what they do best. You know, I don't think I've put a steel sign on all year. All of our running is green light stuff.
Dyson was promoted to the big leagues 4 years ago as a 50th round draft choice from a junior college in Mississippi. He has made an impact on the bases, stealing 36 in the regular season. Dyson steadfastly believes that good base running wins ball games, and he has a catchy expression to convey that idea.
That's what speed do.
Former major leaguer Matt Alexander has been closely observing the Royals this postseason.
I'm proud of them. They're doing good. I see a lot of speed. They're using their speed the right way.
Alexander's speed helped the Pittsburgh Pirates win the 1979 World Series. Alexander, better known as Scat, also holds the record for most career stolen bases by a pinch runner with 91. He especially likes Royals pinch runner Terrence Gore.
I feel he can break my record that I hold right now in the major leagues, and I've been having that record for like 35, 36 years. He probably can steal a lot of bases because I watch him on TV, and I can see that he really trying to key on certain thing about the pitcher, and he quick. You got to be quick. You got to have quick footwork.
Gore hasn't gotten many at-bats lately, but he knows why he's with the team. The soft-spoken Gore hopes to change that in the future.
Right now, my speed is what's all I'm focused on right now, but I'm always going to swing the bat a little bit. So
Jerrod Dyson has made more trips to the plate this postseason, but he admits that he'd like to do more one day than just run the bases.
I'm willing to do anything the team want me to do right now. We're not going to break up a good thing we got going right now. I just got to worry about next year when it happens. But, yes, I would love for an everyday job. That's my goal. I don't want to bag up anymore.
The history of the pinch-running specialist dates all the way back to the 1960s when the Athletics were located in Kansas City and owned by Charlie Finley. The first was Alan Lewis, listed as an outfielder, but the Panamanian Express was used mainly to run the bases. Then track star Herb Washington was signed by the A's in the early 1970s after their move to Oakland. He's the only player whose baseball card reads pinch runner on his position label. In 1973, Matt Alexander came to the big leagues with the Cubs and was traded to the Athletics as a replacement for Washington, who's infamous for getting picked off of first base in the 1974 World Series.
Well, he didn't have that baseball instinct because he never played the game. All he knew how to run a 100-yard dash. But, you know, he made some mistakes, and I think that's the reason why they went further to try to get a player that know how to steal but also know how to play a position.
Perhaps one day Gore and Dyson will have the opportunity to be everyday players, but for now they'll gladly concede the at-bats for the opportunity to win World Series rings. To repeat Dyson's expression,
that's what speed do.
For Only a Game, I'm Greg Eklund.